Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about delivery drama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, when we say that, what's the first thing that springs to your mind? Are you thinking about a baby falling out of somebody? Because that's not what we're doing, okay. I don't think. We're doing like delivery, like getting food, or
like
your
DoorDash.
UPS driver.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or
the other day, I saw an Amazon truck dropping off, they were delivering packages, and they took off, and there was an Amazon box on the ground, but I didn't stop to pick it up, and I kind of regret that.
What should you have done?
I don't know.
Followed them?
I don't know. Because they like
just steal it.
It was just in the middle of the road. It was also a trash day, so I don't know if it was just an empty box, but I didn't stop, and I thought about it.
Huh.
It is interesting. I always wonder about the porch pirates who steal the Amazon box because it could literally be anything.
You don't know.
Like how do
the
you...
The stupid stuff I order, you don't want what I have in my Amazon box.
Yeah.
What's on my porch right now are four square things to hold a rug down.
Yeah.
They're like double-sided sticky tape.
I'll risk time and county for that.
You're like you're gonna like do that. And you're gonna be on cameras all over my neighborhood if you do that.
Yeah, I don't why take the risk? I guess if it's a big box, but sometimes a big box is just like diapers for our daughter or something, you know?
Have you seen that a lot of people, I know we're gonna be talking delivery drama, but a lot of people in some neighborhood, I think it's somewhere in Colorado, there have been so many porch pirates that they're keeping their Amazon boxes and they just shove their dog poop in them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Leave them out. Put them on back their steps. Out. And it's like, and there's just tons of video of the pirates just yoinking. It's like, good luck. I mean, eventually the pirates will be like, oh my God, I got seven boxes of poop on my run through Cherry Hills
today. Why did it take you seven times?
Well, because you don't open it. And save.
Because, you know, I don't think you open it right away. Like you just drive
to
the oven, grab, you get home, like, what'd we get? Oh man, this one's poop.
This one's poop.
Like, you'd be so mad.
Yeah.
The reason we're talking about it is this guy got caught on tape, but like it was like one of those motorcycle delivery guys, I think. He had like the weird little hot box on the back.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With the thing.
Yeah.
And he had a pizza and like I don't know why that. Just know that at all times you're being filmed. So he pulls up, opens up his weird little container on the back, pulls out the pizza, and like whoop, drops it on the ground, and like just yard sailed it. Like the pizza came out of the box and was on the ground. Well, you're already at the place you're delivering, so he like scooped it up, put it back in the box, closed it up, and went about his.
I don't fault him for it. I get it. I'll eat it.
I know you will. Road pizza to the Hack family is like a delicacy.
No, you just knock on the door and just say like, hey, I'm so sorry. I just dropped it. I'll get you a new one.
Yeah, but it's going to cost you time and money. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I'd rather that than concrete pizza.
You're waiting for the pizza and then the doorbell finally rings. You're like, there he is. He opens it. And he's like, I don't got it.
Yeah, like, yeah. Road pizza.
Yeah.
I don't want pizza with pebbles.
Yeah, but if you didn't know.
You're gonna know. She said it landed face down. You're gonna know.
Okay. I don't know. You just think it's
No.
It's black pepper?
Yeah.
So that, I mean, if you've had, like, do we take both sides? Is it just you had a run-in with something bad happened on your delivery? Or do we want to actually hear from delivery drivers who've done
both? Because I'm sure that there's, like, funny stories from drivers.
Yeah. Or I think about dogs all the time. Can you ring the doorbell and then the dog just comes charging? Like, you have to be kind of ready as a delivery person. I would think,
a lot of Amazon
right?
guys carry bones in their pockets.
Yeah, though. It's really cute. Because
they're just like, here you go, just to stop stop from being eaten by a giant dog.
Is that a bone in your pocket?
Okay. If you've got some delivery drama, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. That's the number to call or text.
The delivery drama that I recently, I get this a lot, specifically when we order from Noodles and Company, because it we when it gets delivered, we open the bag and it's just me and my wife. So there's just a couple entrees. Mm-hmm. And then they give us like 20 forks.
And, it's, and you think it's the delivery driver doing it?
I think it's a message.
Because
it feels like they're like, oh, clearly this is like a party of a bunch.
Because you've ordered
like a bunch of people are gonna eat this food. And it's like just me and my wife. We have all these extra forks.
Don't.
But I also appreciate it because what if they only gave you two and then there were four? You know, it's a weird thing to complain about, but it does hurt my feelings a little.
They're like, wow, you ordered a lot of food.
I think you're reading
it's
into
hack
it too
again,
much.
Throw them in.
The weird thing that's happening to me right now, I think I'm in a fight with the FedEx driver. It's not Amazon.
Okay.
But there's somebody in my neighborhood that wants my packages to get stolen.
Really?
Like they deliver them. Here's the thing. I've already talked, like I have a bit of a pretentious house. Yes. But I bought it when it was in foreclosure. I do not make enough money to live where I live. I just want that mm-hmm. said. I don't. I could never afford this house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so it's got...
They don't even let us in.
They don't.
The neighborhood.
It's in. So like when you walk up to my front door, there's like a, what would you, like a foyer like outside my house
Yeah.
There's like a weird little, like you're mm-hmm. inside an enclosed thing, but you're not in my front door yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in that area, like you could put a package around the corner and no one would ever see it.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Amazon
goes
like...
Lots of places
goes
to
like,
hide it.
Huh? Set it over here. Everybody, Amazon's great at it. The drivers just like tuck the things in.
Yeah.
If you drove by my house,
that
you
too, yeah.
never know. This dude, who it's FedEx, and I've ordered, like I ordered a TV from Costco. And by the way, Costco, hey, thanks a lot. Could you put it in a cardboard box that doesn't say Vizio 65
oh,
inch?
No.
I mean, and this dude just goes, "Potunk," and like sets it on the first step. Doesn't even walk, and so it's just like, and puts a sign on it says free TV. He doesn't get home till after 7. And so right now, as I speak, my Sunday lawn care that I ordered mm-hmm. is sitting. I can see it on my camera.
Oh, I just got mine too.
It's sitting. You can tuck it. That will fit
yes,
around the corner in
absolutely.
My little foyer thing. But my delivery driver's got a little bone to pick with me. So it's sitting there like, with a big sign. Free Sunday lawn care. Your lawn will be the greenest one on your block. If you,
I do hate that, and it's just you all the Ring camera doesn't make you feel more like at
no,
ease.
No, I'm just gonna get
you're
to no. watch it be
yeah.
stolen.
You're yeah. checking on it. You're
right.
Like, Is it there?
I've stared at it like 4 times. I'm like, there it is, still there for right now. And I watch people walk by slow, and I'm like, that son of a. And it's the same dude. It's a FedEx driver in my hood. Can I confront him? I beat him up.
You can put a sign up that's like, "Hey, can you please
hey,
hide
bro
packages?"
Yeah.
Do they do drivers like that, or is it that feels so passive aggressive?
Please put it
me.
Somewhere, like, you know, you've heard
know,
of porch
but...
pirates.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest. If you have some delivery drama, we'd love to hear your story as well. 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your drama of the delivery variety. Mm-hmm. I'm in a fight with my FedEx driver. I hope they text in. By the way, if you're my FedEx driver and you left my Sunday just sitting there, 303-222-5423. Cade?
Yai.
Yai.
Delivery drama, what happened to you?
So I grew up in Wyoming, and when I was in about, I think it was fourth grade or fifth grade, I used to deliver newspapers, and I just had knocked on this person's door, and the next thing I know, a pit bull was just diving through the screen door, and it just bit me right in my face. I had to get some stitches on my eye.
No way.
Some stitches in my head. It was pretty bad.
Oh, did you sue them?
You know, I wish we would have, but my mom is such a nice person. She's like, oh, it's okay.
As you're bleeding from
your
the head.
Face, though.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Luckily, I don't have any bad scars from it, but it was pretty traumatizing as a kid.
Oh, wow. Thank you for the call. We should just do dog stories, like just dog bites. Have you had your face bitten off before?
I've had, yeah. Not my face, but hands.
Yeah. There's a hole in my face that if I shave my beard, you could see.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here. Delivery drama, what do you got?
So during COVID, when the government gave us all, you know, the checks, we got a pretty good one. So my husband, also with it being COVID,
okay.
We were online shopping. We were grocery shopping, you know. We were in Texas, so it was at HEB. And he discovered the power of you can see everything. There was so many things, and he went a little crazy, and he got, like, every flavor of chips, all kinds of flavors of cookies.
Oh, he just went grocery shopping.
We were dealing. It was COVID. It was a stressful time, okay?
Stress snacking.
We had four kids at the time, 14 to 3 years old, okay? So we ordered all this stuff. I didn't know what he ordered. I thought he ordered, like, some snacks. The guy pulls up, the delivery driver pulls up, and he has, like, all of these bags, which I have to then grab our wagon to carry them, because it's COVID, too, so I didn't want to, like, you know, get too close. And he was like, so, are you guys, like, having a party or something?
No, it's called quarantining.
It's called quarantining, first of all. And no, my husband just got carried away.
You're not allowed as a delivery driver. I'm starting to discover a common theme. Mm-hmm. Like your problem too, TX. Like they're judging you when they give you too many forks.
Exactly.
And you're asking if I'm having a party. No, I just really like chips.
Yeah.
Like
it's
none
of your
that?
Business. Uh-huh. Adrian?
Yeah, that's me.
Delivery drama, what happened to you?
I paid like $400 to have my newborn pictures taken at the hospital, and they threw them over my fence, and my dog shredded them all over the yard. There was just
the delivery driver just tossed them.
Yes, over the fence, and the dog's like shredded millions of papers everywhere.
The dog's sending a message.
Yeah, for sure.
What did? Oh, did they redo it for you? I mean, that's nobody. That's so dumb.
Like, yeah, and we had signs up saying, like, beware of dog, and I'm sure they heard him barking, but yeah,
so
I was
just
an emotional brand new mom crying.
Well, what
yeah.
are they saying? If beware of dog
I don't
says
know.
Don't
you
come
don't
in,
just
where
rub
do you,
a hamburger on it and hurl it over the fence? Maddie?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Delivery drama.
Yeah, so I have a bearded dragon. So pretty regularly I have to order bugs online as part of her diet.
Oh, gross.
And recently I got a delivery, and on my camera I saw the delivery driver notice the live insect sticker and nearly throw up on my porch. Oh.
You can't see them though. It just freaked them out.
But there's a sticker, but yeah, I hope I didn't traumatize them too bad.
I'm just saying, okay, that's part of the gig, right?
I guess, but you also know something's in that house that's going to eat these. Like, ugh.
Oh my God, I just figured out why my FedEx driver hates me.
What?
It's the Cola Guard. Because he had to pick up the poop in the box. That's why he's doing it.
But it's not, yeah. It doesn't say poop in a
box.
No,
but it's got that stupid little smiley face in the box. It's like,
there was a scent.
No! If you put it in, you don't just.
It wasn't marked, but he knew. Everyone knew. On
you
the
know,
block.
If you're the FedEx driver, they have to pick up, like, the.
That's right.
And it's just, it's got, if you've seen the commercial, it's the Kolaguard weird little. I'm like, oh my God. And it just occurred to me with the live insects. Like, when they go to this house, they're like, oh my God, I'm picking up somebody's poop. Christy?
Yeah.
We're 0 for like 8 on Yai today. I just want you to know. Christy, what's your delivery drama?
So I'm currently delivering right now, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's not really, I don't even know if it's drama, but you know, we have to deliver to people's garages all the time.
Oh.
Like that's something that like we're required to do.
So they just open the door, they give you a code or what?
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah, we have a code and it's just like it goes to Bluetooth and it just opens up.
Weird. Okay.
And like I've seen a lot of stuff that I probably shouldn't see.
Oh, because they don't even think about it, but that's where their meth lab is.
Yeah. I mean, other than, you know, dogs jumping out, I mean, I can't probably say a lot of the stuff on air, to be honest, like what I've seen
what?
In people's garages.
What area are you in?
I want to be friends with you, though. Carlos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
0 for 9.
What is happening?
What is your delivery drama?
So I was delivering in Boulder. I work for Amazon, and I was delivering to some old man that he was just like your regular farmer old guy, and he sees me walking up to the door with the package, and he swings open the door, and he's like, "Oh, you messed up now, boy!" And he swings open the door, and 10 fat wiener dogs wearing come chasing me out of his fence, and I hop the fence and get into the car, and I'm driving down the street by the time that they hit the fence.
Yeah, why are you running away from them?
You don't want to take the love of 10 wieners. One wiener at a time.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.